The Ghost of the Engineering Castle, Moonlit Tales of the Macabre, Small Bites, Book 15. Written by Nikolai Leskov. Narrated by Fred Wolinski. Chapter 1. Buildings, like people, have their own reputation. There are houses where, according to everyone's opinion, something is wrong. That is, manifestations of some wicked, or at the very least, inexplicable force have been noticed. Mediums have attempted many times to explain such phenomena, but as their theories do not engender much trust, the question of haunted houses remains unanswered. The distinctive building of the former Pavlovsk Palace in Petersburg, later known as the Engineering Castle, had this sort of ill reputation among many. Mysterious occurrences associated with spirits and ghosts have taken place there almost since the foundation was built. While Emperor Pavel was still alive, it was said one could hear the voice of Peter the Great around the castle, and, finally, Emperor Pavel himself reported to have seen the shadow of his great-grandfather. The latter, without any denouncements, has been recorded in foreign publications and the latest Russian book by one Mr. Kobeko, along with description of Pavel Petrovich's sudden death. The great-grandfather, it seemed, had left his grave to warn his great-grandson his days were numbered and his end was near. The prophecy came true. Indeed, Peter's shadow was seen within the castle walls not only by Emperor Pavel, but also by his associates. In other words, the building was frightening because shadows and ghosts lived, or at the very least, appeared there, and spoke of something terrible that came true no less. The sudden nature of Emperor Pavel's death, which had sparked in society the talk of prophetic shadows haunting the late emperor at the castle, only increased the dark and mysterious reputation of this gloomy building. Ever since then, it had lost its former status of a live-in royal residence, and, as commoners would say, went to the cadets. Presently, this former palace houses the engineering department officers, but in the past it was inhabited by military engineering students. They were even younger than the officers, and not entirely free from the childish superstitions. They were also boisterous and mischievous, curious and courageous. Naturally, they all knew, more or less, about the scary stories told about their frightening castle. The children were very interested.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?